Very, very well performance. I'm very glad with my players because I change all the team and we deserve to win. I think we created 10 clear chances to score a goal, but their goalkeeper was man of the match, save everything.
How much did you know, Claudio, of the Leicester squad before you turned up there? And has it surprised you how well they've done?
Oh, I watched some matches last season, and of course, they surprised me. I think not too much, but it's important for me. They surprise how they play like a team. I want this. The spirit, I know the spirit, I know the qualities, but they surprise because they help each other. That's important. Mm.
Claudio, you know, you're not making it easy for yourself. When you took over, Leicester fans were saying, I hope we stay up. Then it went to maybe we can get top 10. Now Leicester fans are phoning the show saying maybe we could get Champions League. What are the expectations for Leicester this season, Claudio?
The expectation is a 40-41, like last season. It's important to save the team early. And then we see. But now everything is okay. But I know could arrive bad moment, and then it's important to have a point on the table.
And there's a number of players that have been impressive this season, Claudio. Vardy, of course, is one of them. But Mahrez is someone that's taken the Premier League by storm. There was a couple of games last season where he threatened to do it and then faded away. What have you done? How have you got the best out of him?
But look, I changed something because last season they was used to play three on the back and five midfielders and two strikers. I wanted to watch and play with the two wingers like Albrighton and Mahrez, and they respond very, very well.
And Vardy as well is someone else who stepped up over the last 12 months, got himself, you know, in 5 years, he's gone from non-league to playing for England and potentially going on that plane to France with Roy Hodgson next season. Tell us a bit more about him. What is he like in training? He seems to work incredibly hard.
No, he is a fantastic man. I think that is a good example for all the players who play in non-league because he arrived at the high level and everybody can believe in this dream.
Claudio, let me ask you, the last time you managed over in England, of course, was just over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
How much has football changed over here in the Premier League? How much has the style changed, if at all?
I think it's changed a lot tactically. In my first years, there wasn't so good tactics. Now everybody are thinking how it's important to stay on the pitch. Everybody thinking, but also with the same speed and the same spirit of the English football.
Mm. You look like you're enjoying it a lot more. Whenever I see you now, you've always got a smile on your face. I imagine the pressure at Chelsea totally different to the one at Leicester now.
Well, when I arrived in Chelsea, there were a lot of champions. And we arrive slowly at the high level because the first 3 years without Abramovich, we arrive sixth in the first year, sixth in the second, and the third year we arrive fourth. And that was important because at that point Abramovich bought the team.
Claudio, of course, this is a cup competition where a number of managers, including yourself, have made some changes because the Premier League is the most important thing. Can Leicester go and win a cup? Are you capable, with your squad, of going on and challenging for silverware this season?
I don't know. I told to my player in the meeting, I believe in you. And show me you deserve to play in Premier League because when I see during the training session, everybody works very, very hard. And for me, it's difficult to choose the first 11, no? But in this moment, the first 11 I play well, they win or draw, we are unbeaten. But I know the league is very, very long, and I need everybody. Mm.
And Claudio, I'm going to let you go in just one sec, but whenever we get a footballer on after a game, they always tell us the adrenaline is pumping around their body. They find it difficult to get to sleep. Are you going now to have maybe a glass of sherry or a glass of wine? Do you find it difficult to relax after a game of football?
No, but of course, tonight I rewatch the match because it's difficult to sleep tonight or after the match.
Well, let me tell you that our very own Jeff Peters, who's next to you, has the TalkSport credit card. So go and tell him that it's okay if you get a drink on him.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks
and
so much.
And I offer the pizza.
Okay. Thank you, Claudio.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye. Man.
There you go, Claudio. Man. Doesn't he sound relaxed as well compared
to... He's a lovely man. He is. What you see is what you get.
I'm delighted to say the man that got that winning goal, Andy King, joins us now to tell us more. Andy, good evening to you.
Andy.
Hiya.
Thanks so much for coming on. We spoke to your gaffer 5 minutes ago. Is he still there?
No, he's gone now.
Oh, OK. Do you know what? I was saying to him, Jay and I were both talking to him, that how relaxed he sounds. What's he like to play under?
Yeah, not always relaxed. you know, sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. But I guess that's the same for any manager. But he's such an experienced man and such an experienced manager, and he's brought that into our club, and whatever he's doing at the moment seems to be working.
Your club as well, Andy, the only side in all four divisions, unbeaten, which is some record. What's been the difference so far this season, do you think?
I'm not too sure. You know, we've picked up where we left off last season. You know, we had such a good end to the year. It was important that we kept that momentum going, and we've managed to do that this year. I think we're a year more experienced in the Premier League, and I think that's helping as well.
Tell us about your lucky winner, Andy.
yeah, you know, great ball from Christian. He's got brilliant technique. We've all seen that since he's come in, and fortunate enough, yeah, I managed to head it home.
And what about the keeper? I mean, we didn't see the game, but we've heard all about it. Adrian, by all accounts, was outstanding.
Yeah, he was brilliant. You know, especially in extra time, he made a number of outstanding saves, and we were there thinking, is it going to be one of those nights where we could be out here all night and still not score? But, you know, fortunately enough, we managed to get the winner and get it done before penalties.
7 yellow cards. Was it a dirty game?
No, not at all. You know, it was a good match. I spoke to a few of the people after, and they were saying what a good game it was to watch. You know, like I say, number of chances and 3 goals. So, yeah, good game to watch. And fortunately enough for us, we came out on the right side of it.
I asked your manager as well what his aims for and ambitions this season. Of course, he said just to get over 40 points and stay up. But you look at the league table now. Leicester, of course, 4th. I know it's early. Only 6 games have been played. You're in the 4th round of the cup competition, sitting pretty in the Premier League as well. What do you want this season, Andy?
Yeah, again, like the manager says, we echo that. You know, we just want to make sure that we're a Premier League team come next season. You know, we've started well, but we're aware of how tough this league can be. You know, you can go a real long number of games without winning, like we found that last year, and we managed to dig our way out, but we don't want to be in the same situation come the end of the season again. So it's important that we keep this good run we're on going and see how high we can finish.
It must be easier when you're playing for a side that's full of confidence and picking up points to make changes in the squad. There have been a number of rotational changes in the squad, as you have to in this tournament. What was it like going out? Did you feel that it was a different squad?
No, not at all. You know, we've all been together for a long time now. You know, the boys have all played at a high level. We know it's an experienced team out there, and I think we showed that today. I'm sure the manager echoed that as well. You know, I thought we had a real good performance today, and yeah, everyone's delighted after the game.
And captain as well for the night, Andy?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I've had it a few times now. Something obviously enjoying, and yeah, it was nice to get the winning goal on the end of it.
Who do you want in the next round? Do you care?
No, we don't care. You know, it was just the main thing for us going into tonight was to make sure we are in the next round. We don't care who we get, and we're looking forward to it.
And of course, next up for you in the Premier League, it's 4th v 5th. You've got Arsenal.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be another hard game. We know what they're like. We've not really thought about it too much. You know, we've been concentrating on this game. So, you know, now we've got this game out of the way, we can really concentrate on the weekend.
I worked out, if you win 6-0 and games go your way, you could be top of the Premier League come Sunday night. You could be, just saying.
That would be nice. You know, we're concentrating, just trying to get the 3 points rather than the amount of goals, I think.
Andy, before you go, we've got to talk about Wales, who are on the cusp of their first tournament football for, you know, decades. How excited are you about it? You just need 1 point out of the last 2 games.
Yeah, you know, everyone's buzzing. It was a shame we couldn't get it done in the last camp. I thought we played really well against Israel, but, you know, they came for a point, fair play to them. They got that, so it's down to us now. We've got, like you say, 2 games to get 1 point, and yeah, I'm sure the boys are all looking forward to the next camp.
What do you do now, Andy? What are you off to?
No, you know, we're going back home tonight and then, you know, make sure our recovery's right and concentrate on the game for the weekend.
OK, well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. A real pleasure. You don't have to do it, and really appreciate it here at TalkSport when players do come on. So thank you so much for that.
Cheers, no problem.
There you go. Leicester's captain for the night, Andy King, a very happy man. He's signed.